Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States continues to support discussions of lethal autonomous weapon systems within the CCW framework. We believe that the CCW is uniquely suited to hold these discussions, given its appreciation of international humanitarian law, and given that high contracting parties routinely include people with military, technical, and policy experience on their delegations. We believe the expert discussions over the past 3 years have contributed to states' understanding of both the benefits and challenges presented by emerging technologies and by advances in autonomy and weapon systems. We are pleased with the steady progress that has been made during these discussions, but we would like to emphasize that in our view, we are still in the educational or fact-finding stage of discussions. Given that many, if not all, governments are still trying to better understand the ways that autonomy will be used by their societies as well as by their militaries, we look forward to continued exploration of this topic and a deeper understanding of the complex issues over time. It remains premature to consider where these discussions might or should ultimately lead. The United States generally supports the recommendations of the informal group of experts in April. The United States is willing to accept and participate in an open-ended group of government experts with the mandate in the recommendation from April. We look forward to improving our collective understanding of the issues related to autonomy and weapon systems. For example, we support focusing on the legal review of weapons because we believe that weapons reviews will be one of the primary ways that high contracting parties will identify issues or potential issues with the weapons that they develop or acquire that use autonomy. An improved understanding of weapons reviews will help us better understand the issues or potential issues posed by autonomy. Compliance with IHL is of the utmost importance, regardless of the particular weapon being developed and used. The United States emphasizes that any development of laws must be fully consistent with IHL, including the principles of humanity, distinction, and proportionality. For this reason, the United States places great importance on the weapon review process and the development and acquisition of new weapon systems. This is a critical measure in ensuring that weapon systems can reliably be used in a manner that is consistent with IHL. We therefore believe that best practices for reviewing weapon systems that use autonomy would be an especially productive area for continued discussions. During the discussions next year, we also think we should spend more time understanding better how autonomy can help facilitate the implementation of IHL, including the principles of distinction and proportionality, and how autonomy can help reduce civilian casualties. If our discussions are focused on these types of substantive issues, we are prepared to support up to 2 weeks of discussion in 2017. But we need to prioritize our work and be mindful of resource constraints. The United States appreciates the contributions that high contracting parties have made since 2014 in the informal group of experts meetings. Ensuring greater participation by states and government experts will be critical to ensuring meaningful future discussions. The United States is committed to playing an active and constructive role in these discussions, including by sharing its experience in addressing issues related to autonomy and weapons systems. Thank you, Mr. Chair.